on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Still recording. Audio. Yeah, we're going. I'm about to start, right?
You're about to start, bitch.
And it's going. That's going. Timer's going. Cameras are going.
You're going.
I am going. I'm flowing.
Flowing.
How are you guys doing?
Flowing.
How are
you guys like doing, river. Huh?
How about you, Mike?
Again?
That's you.
Flowing like a river.
So yeah, this is. We didn't decide. We talked about introducing everything, but we didn't say who was going to do it. After all, so I'll just do it. This is the Stool Podcast.
Never mind.
Yeah, get it out of the way, right? Might as well.
Wait, where's the music at?
Oh yeah, we forgot to play the
bitch
music.
Sucks,
it's fine,
dude.
All right. No, we're still the minute before. We sort of started.
Yeah, we have a minute. I just wanted to catch all this extra stuff. If there's funny shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, go back to that little song. I'll play this little song and I'll slowly fade it up.
There you go.
Dude, this is gonna be it's like a really shitty DJ.
But that's what board bitch stands for, shitty DJ.
Yeah, that's part of the definitions.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I was trying to make a dad joke out of that, but I just realized.
Trying to come up with it.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, by the way, guys, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, I'm feeling great.
I love you guys. You mind just 30 minutes or 30 seconds?
Gay words with a gay song. Let's go.
So yeah.
Whenever you're ready, Mick, just introduce us.
Yeah, let's go.
Because you'll do the intro, I'll do the outro. Sound like a plan? Remember, we said this side does intro, this side does outro. He's too high for this.
I'm too high. Whenever
you want to start.
You got 8 seconds. If you want to jump right in.
I'll just come right in.
Yeah, come right in.
Come right into my asshole, dude. It's all
right,
on you.
Okay, so this is what I want to do. I know we're started right now.
We're started already.
Yeah, it's fine. Hear me out. We're good. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I wanted to do, like, before the episode starts, I wanted to record, since we're recording this whole thing right now, I want to get a clip of me saying, like, this week on the Stool Podcast, and then, like, you know what I mean, like that.
And then
it'll go to kind of clips of like stuff in it to kind of hook people.
Got you
for the whole video.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Do that now.
So yeah.
Action.
Okay. Well, do it now before because it's
okay. Okay. Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
We can go over an hour.
Okay. How do I look?
Get the music. You want me to get the music out of there?
Yeah. Get the music off.
Put it low. Okay. Put it low.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not recording on the same channel. I can edit it.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just going to pause it. Good.
This week on the Stool Podcast.
Do one more.
That was fucking gay,
dude.
Give me one more take.
This week on the Stool Podcast.
All right. Now, serious.
He's giving you guys finger guns. Okay.
Shut up, Johnny.
Oh, wait.
Now, serious.
This week on the Stool Podcast.
That's the one.
That's the winner?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's the winner, dude.
I was going to say hold.
Hold it.
No, tongue.
Do the ABCs. ABCs.
All right. So here we go, y'all. Let's get into the episode. Let's start introing this episode, all right? 3, 2, 1. And that's the beginning. Nick?
Oh, man. So, what's up? Welcome to the Stool Podcast. I'm here with my boys.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Absolutely.
We got Anthony over here on the board bitch.
Board bitch!
I'm board bitch today. I talked a big game last week and now
sure
I'm board
did,
bitch.
Dude. We got to put Ranthony on this board bitch so he shut his mouth.
Yep. This is the only way you're gonna get me to not talk.
Exactly.
Dude, this fucking song has been so iconic in my life.
I love this fucking song. I love both versions that I've heard.
Like, it just, I don't know. I mean, I was really into, like, this style of music as a kid.
Right, right, right. So
it just hits me like that, you know?
This song sucks.
That's because you didn't grow up with this shit.
A lot of people hate this song.
It's whack.
I understand it's the haters whack, of this song.
Dude, there's no substance to it. It's all nostalgia.
Y'all just trolling me.
Talk to me.
It's all nostalgia for you, dude.
Don't troll me.
It's all nostalgia for you, dude.
Thanks.
All right, it's gone. All right, the song is gone.
Song's gone. Bye bye.
Thank God.
So I love that song. That's Purity Ring, by the way. Who you were?
Yeah,
you
know, I touting absolutely them a love her. Hey, Purity Ring. Shout out.
Yeah, love that band.
Shakira.
So okay, guys. So let's. You said you insisted we jump right.
Hey,
into
bored
music.
Bitch. How about you switch the cameras when somebody's talking?
I'm doing it. I was talking.
You've been on me for the past 2 minutes.
You've just missed every switch. There's a switch.
It's not good enough.
All right. we'll do a pause right here real quick.
Why?
Pause. No, just real quick. I want to say something.
Oh, okay, God. Go.
So
he's really hurt by saying that Purity Ring sucks.
So when on the shots, if someone's talking for a long segment of time, you want to cycle the cameras to what feels good. Just kind of start cycle it around, get people's reactions and stuff.
Yeah, no, I was doing that. It's just I had to lower the volume of the song at the same time because this motherfucker was complaining like a motherfucker.
You guys got me drinking these Cutwaters. I've become an asshole, dude. That's why I don't drink.
You've had one Cutwater.
Shut up. He's on one's good enough.
He's like one in a quarter.
One and done.
Finished that shit?
So yeah, jumping right into the segment you guys insisted jumping
I'm
into.
On two.
The new music. What did you bring, Johnny? What did you have as far as new music?
So my shirt, you can see it on my shirt, Arcspire. The reason why I brought this video to the podcast is because
that's perfect.
The reason why is because they did a crowdfunding for it, which I thought was pretty crazy because their whole thing was they wanted to make the like dopest, like craziest metal music video like ever or something like that, right? And they raised $80,000 in Canadian dollars. I don't know what the difference is for California. I mean, for US, but I know it's similar, right?
I think $80,000 in Canadian dollars is $100 million in American
dollars. I don't think that's right.
Look it up. I'm not sure it's right either.
But the reason I brought this is because they did a ton of promotion for this, and I was waiting for it because I started listening to these guys like freaking a long time ago, and before they really. They didn't even have any music videos. This was pretty much their first real music video. And the way they did it was they did a bunch of promotion of like funny videos, and they were doing all this like good stuff, like good promotion to get the crowdfunding behind it. And they're a really talented band, so they deserve it. But this video is pretty intense, and they're like funny guys. They do like a lot of like,
right, can I play it now?
Funny videos and on their it. On we, their
all right, dude, suck their on dick their
YouTube,
already.
On their YouTube. I love these guys. They're sick, dude.
No, they are awesome.
Their bass
they're
player is freaking
that,
dope.
Aren't they like the guitarists, right? Or are playing at that shit? It's like Kiesel Fest or something.
By the
like
way,
that.
By the way, yes. He's loving his Aspire chapstick that you guys are putting out there.
Kiesel Connect,
making his lips really, really glistening.
Shout out,
Kiesel. Shout out to the merch people out there.
But yeah, no, they're going to be at
Chapdick.
Kiesel Connect. Have you guys heard about that?
No, I actually haven't.
It's like a guitar, like a showcase kind of thing where they're
right.
I guess who else is going to be there? We've got Devin Townsend, Will Swan from Dance Gavin Dance.
Ooh. Devin Townsend's the shit.
Lee McKinney from Born of Osiris. Yeah, they're all going to be there just like doing showcases, like playing and stuff. And
that's actually kind of sick. I would love to see that.
I saw it the other day. I was like, damn, I would love to go to that.
Dude, all right, Devin Townsend's so
tight. He's so good, dude. Write some really good music.
Okay, do you want me to play some Devin Townsend? Because that's not a problem for me. I'll play that right now.
Let's play.
I was going to play this Arcspire.
Yeah, play it.
Right,
it's pretty sick. Real quick, we have to stop it every like, you know, 30 seconds or something like that and riff talk about it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, just let me know when you want to
just
pause
for
it.
YouTube shit.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, so you just
about to play
you could pause
right
it
now.
In you could pause it in and out, you know what I mean? Like we start talking about it, pause it, you know. All right. This video is pretty crazy. So they decided to get a bunch of special effects artists to come in and help with it. So it's pretty freaking intense. You still got that Spotify plan?
What is it?
Fucking guy, dude.
Hey, it's honestly, I got thrown into this position. You guys threw me into this position.
That's why it's bored, bitch.
That's why it's funny. The good thing in a year, we're all going to be very good at producing a podcast.
Hopefully.
Leave it in!
Ooh, I love it already.
Woo! Ooh, full screen it. We are Wait, pause it.
He's just like
this guy's a damn machine. And yeah. He plays this shit live like this, dude. Yeah, no, they're Look at that. Wait, pause it. Fucking, you remember when 50 Cent did this in the Super Bowl and he was all fat?
Damn!
Remember that?
That was a brain blast, dude. Like the mental nugget you just brought back up.
Remember? Honestly, that was an all-time great Super Bowl show for me. I remember just fucking clapping for all of it. It was so good, dude. That was all so good.
Mix out the building. He said, fuck you guys. He's out.
Uh-oh. What happened?
I'm just kidding. I think he's getting a brisky. He's getting a drink. But you remember that? Everybody was freaking making fun of 50 because he did it again, but he was all like chubby. He wasn't like in the music video where he's all buff and everything.
What did you say? What did Mick say? No. What did Mick say?
50 Cent.
Oh. 50 Cent. All right. Continue, Johnny. What were you saying?
We were saying, good sir, that looks crazy. Totally 50 Cent shit.
Totally 50 Cent shit, bro.
Yeah.
It's 50 shit, bro.
Yeah. It's pretty good
just
video.
Just like that, I can hear myself.
You can hear everything?
I sound great.
Mick is on one today, guys, just so you know. There we go.
This literally sounds like Death Clock.
Yes. More technical.
I feel like I would see this guy at an IRA bar.
Look at it. This is so cool, dude. This guy's so good, dude.
Oh my god. I do love that they're showcasing the playing.
The instruments, as well.
Even just the playing, like them showing the parts. That's something I love.
It's hard. And they're like it's like the video, they're like testing them, you know? They're like running tests on them because they're the way they're moving, how fast they are.
Yeah, they're machines.
Yeah, they're machines, dude. All of them. Even the singer, fucking, he's rapping. He's rap screaming, dude. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just cool effects on this video. You could tell
I love the aesthetic. It reminds me a little bit of do you remember House on Haunted Hill, like the remake? Is that Billy Corgan?
Yeah, I think so. Corgan. Yo, that looked like Billy Corgan. Yo, I don't even know.
I'm sorry.
Billy Corgan. We think that's you.
That might be him. No, I don't think so.
Dude, it looks like him, Billy Corgan. Is that Billy Corgan?
I don't know.
It's the eyes, right?
You can look that up. Full screen.
Eyes, jawline. Yeah.
Billy Corgan approves of this band.
I see it.
I get it.
So tight. But listen. They're like
It is real death clock. It's real death clocky though with the vocals.
Yeah.
Not only the vocals, but the drums, the consistent blast beats.
Yeah. They kind of have like a faceless kind of sound too. Yeah, this is like my favorite band right now. They're so good. Oh, here we go.
See, I do love that. Wait. I really love that they're showing off the play.
And they're both good, dude. They're both talented. Pause it. Bro, just... You guys get ready for this, okay? I want you to get ready for this solos right here. I don't think you're ready.
This solos?
These solos.
Okay. Real quick, we're getting ready for the solos.
Look at that guy's face.
Literally, yes. Perfect pause. But the face of the singer right now, honestly, it looked like he was being like.
Why does it look like he's taking it at the butt?
It looks like he's. It looks like he's being jerked off, like constantly jerked off, and like.
But coming, he's like
he's being edged. Pulling cum out of him.
Just, but he's like staring into the abyss.
It's like they're edging him.
I don't
a little
mean
bit.
To make fun, but that's what I would look like.
Yeah. He's just gonna nut into a mentally unstable, abyss.
It actually looks like they're all being edged right now. They're just playing with
dude,
the tip.
Dude, that's definitely Billy Corgan, motherfuckers.
Nah, I don't think so, dude. His face is not round enough.
It looks so much like... We gotta see if Billy Corgan has a bunch of chest beef.
It does look like him.
No, I don't think that is, dude.
Billy Corgan. Young,
Billy Corgan's head's a little bit more rounder,
wait,
dude.
Pause it.
Shout out Billy Corgan.
That's literally what I do when I'm listening to them. That what he's doing is literally what I do. I'm like, it's tech metal classical music, dude.
Yeah, no, as far as when I'm in the car, like my steering wheel always takes the hits for like when I'm like,
yeah, for real.
You know,
move forward in it. Yeah, move forward in it. Let me see. You're good. You can't move forward right there, dude. That's the.
Is it shit? Well, I was controlling it before.
Ah, shit. Push play?
I can't see...
Come on, board, bitch.
Dude, I can't see the bar because the clock blocks the bar.
Oh, here's a solo. Not even. That's just how they play. Oh, you see the special effects?
Face melt.
So sick, dude.
Face melt.
Oh, they're so good. I love that the guitar slides where they're going up and down following it with the camera. Dope.
Oh. Sick effects too. Honestly, pretty good.
Look at it. You see how he's screaming with no face?
The concept is really, really, really nice, dude.
It's so sick, dude.
That's brilliant.
Look at it.
And it strikes with the exact right audience, you know? Like, this is the perfect thing for, like, metalheads, horror fans. It's like, that's exactly right up the alley.
It's just literally just chaos.
Yeah.
The whole video. That was crazy.
Yeah, so that was
shout
all.
Shout out Arcspire.
Yeah, Arcspire. Hey, the fans. Awesome. Shout out to the fans. We even I put in on this, too. We all put in this to get them to get a dope video, and it came out cool. It's pretty sick.
Rad. I love stuff like that.
So, yeah. So this
stuff,
right? Yep. So this is that's what I've been listening to lately. I'm a huge Arcspire fan, and I love the video, and I love the whole like they literally built up to make this video as their first music video. You know, they got the crowdfunding. It's they've nice. Been doing tour. Nice. They started touring after that. Yeah. They did it right. They promoted themselves right, and they have a few funny videos.
Are they like one of those like bands that like. A bunch of like really good musicians kind of found each other over the internet and then did like got together or they like
I actually don't know, but
because that's what they come off as yeah. Like one of those ones where like oh we found like the best of the best of
right
this, and then we
that is what out. It seems like yeah
here's
definitely solid as hell.
Anthony, you gotta hear no Johnny listens to music in two dimensions.
What,
you're a two dimensional listener?
What does that mean?
Like you get
coming
you
at
get,
me.
I'm coming for you, bitch.
He's coming on you, bitch. Or which way? What did
what
you
that
say?
Mean, what's that supposed to mean, huh? You fucking piece of shit.
No, I'm just saying you're.
What do you listen to in four dimensions? You fucking cocksucker,
dude.
I listen to the instruments and
you
I
know
love
that,
the way
you
they play.
Fucking, mm-hmm. That fucking jellyfish UFO. That's my fucking consciousness, dude.
Mick is done smoking on the podcast before the podcast because I have no clue what he's saying. Wait, real quick, go to their page.
If you know what I'm saying, click like right now.
I don't listen to two dimensions, bitch. I know what you're saying.
Wait, okay.
I hear
so
it all.
What are the two dimensions? That's what I'm trying to get at.
What's okay.
What
I mean is, it's like think about two dimensional, like. I'm going to use video games as a reference.
Yeah, I'm still in 8-bit Sega and shit, and he's over here listening to music in PS5 graphics. Fuck you, bitch. I know what you're saying. That's not what I'm doing.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I think I was trying to say
yeah,
that.
I know what you're saying. Cause I said it, and then I said it.
You didn't realize.
Then I had them. I was like, shit, now I have to defend this?
You didn't realize how much that was going to hurt my feelings.
No, okay. No. Let me explain the dimensions of listening to music. Go. I want to hear the dimensions.
Well, I just explained it. I'm listening to music in 8-bit fucking 16-bit Sega Genesis graphics, and this asshole is listening to PS5 graphics. Is that what you're saying? Fucking asshole.
I mean, I couldn't articulate it like that, but I guess you know what's up.
That was pretty good. As far as a metaphor for that, that works well.
Hey, go ahead. As far as a metaphor for that, that works well.
But what does, like, what, okay.
What are the dimensions?
What are the other dimensions? Okay, so let's say one dimension is, if you're listening to music, it's vocal. That's one dimension.
Right.
And then another dimension is rhythmic, and that's one. Yeah. What are the dimensions that Johnny listens to, Mick? What are the ones that he's hearing? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Explain yourself.
Like, okay. I'm just saying the way you guys have a different way of articulating it.
Yeah.
You have, when I say two-dimensional, it's like you just information, just like what you need to know.
Okay.
On reviewing stuff.
You're right. Okay, I'm listening.
And he expands further a little bit.
Who does?
Anthony.
Okay.
With how articulating it differently.
All right.
So, so you're saying I listen to it in other dimensions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like you guys, because just the way you guys explain this, the stuff.
Okay.
Look at you guys. You got a butter.
You're higher. You're higher.
Honestly, I was defending myself.
No, you're not. You're not.
I felt attacked.
No, you're not.
Fuck that.
You're not, bro.
Yo, I don't care about you guys. Like you'd think I should.
No, here, let me explain my end of it. I thought you were saying to him, just because you guys make music together,
right?
That, you know, you were saying that Johnny listens to like the specific specific obtuse elements that he listens to, let's say it's like vocals or whatever, and then you focus on other, like the actual composition of pieces and stuff, and then he comes in and does this other part. Right. That's what I thought you were talking about at first. But
that's what I thought.
Now that you're bolstering me as like a person who's able to articulate,
I think you just throw on, pushing expound. It onto you.
I love it. I love all of this.
I will say this.
Okay, look at my initial wording of it triggered you guys, and I couldn't finish my thought. So fuck you guys.
No. I'm behind Nick on this one.
Again, hit like again. Pouring the shit out. I don't give a fuck.
Check it out, though. I understand what Mick's saying, because when me and him are writing music together, I am two-dimensional. He hears and sees all the... Look at this piece of shit.
Here's the thing, dude. No. Here. Both of us, I think both me and Johnny would agree completely on the idea that Mick, he's probably the best at music.
That's the point I was getting to.
Yeah, he knows music very well. He's a composer at the end of the day.
Right.
And so working with him, you know, we have to like come in and with our approach to like add to what he's already got a vision for.
This is what I see. Mick, so this is the box of music, right? And what people, musicians write and shit, and like where they think out of, right? Like the traditional writers and stuff like that.
Yeah, the specific timings and so signatures that you want to use.
This first line is right here. I'm like right above that line. I go out of the box a little bit. Let me show you Mick's line.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You see what I'm saying? Mick's on the way on the outside of the line, the box of writing music.
Okay, I'm gonna make a
which is a good thing. So
that's his gravitas.
All right, let's freeze frame that real quick. Let's freeze frame that thought real quick. This is what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So when we're talking about this shit, don't boast to me like that. Okay. I have to say something.
He don't like to be complimented.
He's such a humble man.
Maybe I can't deal with compliments.
I know he can't.
I have stories about how he can't deal with compliments.
The fact me and Anthony are relating on this part is the fact that you can't deal with music compliments because you're a genius when it comes to the studio.
I don't know. It's like I think I've over the years fooled myself into thinking that people giving me praise about what I'm doing,
right?
Is like them being condescending in some sense.
Yeah, no, dude. Honestly, the way I look at it is like ever since like since the beginning when I knew you, like since the beginning, like from way back, like teenage years, I was impressed with your fervor to like really like to learn this or learn that, and then every week you would come back at me like, oh dude, check out, I learned this thing, or I learned how to play this solo, or I learned this technique, and that's what really. I think you and Johnny are both like striving at is like you have a quality, dude, that like it makes for like great songwriting. It makes for like a diligent work process. Like you have, honestly, we're gonna call this episode
sucking Mike's dick.
Yeah, I think that's what it's gonna be. Just because like, we have to, it can't be understated, man. It really can't. It really can't. You, dude, you're super talented, man.
When it comes to the dunce, right? So Anthony knows too. I am like 25% of the music, mix the other 75%. That's how I always thought about it. I come in and give my little, oh, do this. Maybe I send him some extra, you know, instruments or whatever I write on top of what he already, you know, constructed. And I come in and he produces me in the booth when I'm doing my vocals. And he gets me at this level where I was like here when I was first started rapping with him and like writing music. And now he's got me like up more, you know. Because he produces really well too.
It's all about perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you have a great ear for music. Is the thing, you know?
You got it from Terrence Howard. Remember?
Yeah,
he talked about genetics.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
I came to a point actually where I didn't want to focus too hard on what I was listening to as like, oh, that's what I should expect out of myself. You know what I mean?
So, okay, let me ask you something, Mick. As like a, like, okay, let's step aside from, like, music production, right? Music production, music sound, audio.
I'm there. Okay.
Let's draw it back to as a guitar player, right? Starting as a guitar player.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to when you first started, like, that was the first thing. Was it that or singing? I'm not sure. What did you attach yourself to first, singing or guitar?
Guitar.
Because when I met you, you were good at piano, you were good at guitar, you were good at singing already. So I don't know which one you did first.
No, it's the singing kind of came on like a few years after that.
Okay. But yeah, so guitar, that's where you started, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like the fascination with guitar, right, and playing and like, you know, figuring out how to play these songs, that songs, that's like I said, one translation of what you do with music is like you find a thing, you focus on it, and then like you actually kind of provide these gateways for other musicians like they don't know what they're doing, like myself or Johnny, I guess in some regard. Like I wouldn't assume Johnny to know like how to, you know, how to like produce your own track or whatever. And then you provide like
you saying I don't know how to produce, dude?
No. I'm saying like
I'm kicking his ass, dude. I'm done.
No, I'm saying like you like the songs that Mick brings you, you're like, holy shit, these are on a level that
yeah.
You know what I mean? So like he gives this like gateway for us to like, you know, figure out like our own inspiration. Right. And that's so fucking necessary these days.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like with any project, there's got to be a head of the writing process. When it comes to a band, like usually it's like the guitar player, like is kind of the head of the process.
Hey, what? You guys know I'm sitting here, right?
Why?
Why? Because we're showering you with compliments?
It's weird because like you're showering me with compliments, but at the exact same time, you're just like, I don't know, you're airdropping.
Airdropping what?
Compliments. and I'm like, well, that's a point being connection.
We're sucking your dick right now. Here, dude. I'm gonna break this down in full.
I mean,
I'll get it within 10 seconds. I'll break
click
this
like
down.
If you know what I'm saying.
One sentence. One sentence can sum.
That's
can,
a good bit. Dude. Can keep that
put
going.
Put this all into summation. We're just honestly right now. I think we're all just showing how much that we love Mick. We love him so much.
Thank you.
We do.
I love you too, dude. I love you too, dude.
All right, let's see what Anthony brought to the table today as far as music.
No,
It's me.
What is yours?
What is yours, Mick? Oh, now we're talking about him. He's like, no, I'm next. I'm next. Fucking stick to your humbleness, dude.
White privilege.
Are you white?
I'm the only brown one here, dude.
I'm Irish.
I know I don't half look Irish. I know I don't look
well,
like
I claim
it,
I'm half Irish. You know, I really need to do 23andMe.
I did it.
I know you did.
I'm 44%
native. 44%
native? Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
And my last name is Rizzo, which is Italian, right? I'm 0% Italian right now. I checked it. It says zero. I've been telling everybody all my life that I'm part Italian. That I'm part Italian and I'm not. I'm mostly native and Spaniard.
Somebody probably got married into an Italian family.
Somebody took somebody's name.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. But my dad almost always told us that. He's told us that we're part German and I'm like not German or Italian. I'm mostly Native American, Mexican, and Spaniard. Yeah, my mom's maiden name is Sagasta, which is a Spaniard.
Yeah, I know I'm half Cuban and half like mixed Hispanic. Like, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
means.
This has turned into some weird dating show.
All right, so I mean, we are at the halfway point already, at least. So, like, I'll get into this.
Good riffing.
This is actually a friend of mine's band. He's a super talented guitarist. His name is Ben. And nice. This is his band, Oceans and Silhouette. I've watched this video
once.
Let's
check it out. It looks nice.
I've watched a bunch of his other videos already. Like,
yeah. Dude,
he's so fucking good. He's okay. One of the best that I know.
All right, now we're sucking Ben's dick. Let's go. Let's hear it. He wouldn't care if we play this.
I don't think so.
So we'd be able to play more of this probably. That's Ben?
Yeah, that's him playing.
It's a nice guitar.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little collection on him.
What's the band called?
Oceans and Silhouette.
Oceans and Silhouette.
Yeah. And it's also featuring Miguel Owls.
Which is this guy.
Yeah, I believe.
That makes the most sense.
Good singer. I love the singer. Yeah. That's my boy right there. He makes the Dead Widow EP.
Nice.
He mastered it and did everything on it. And the dude is a shred king, dude. Like right here, he's obviously writing for Dynamics and stuff, but
yeah,
love that.
I do like that. Why is this?
I don't know why it skipped.
You moved forward. Why does Ben gotta show off all his muscles, though?
I know, right?
Why does he gotta look all sexy for?
There we go.
Making me look bad, dude.
There we go.
Shout out, Ben.
I like it.
Yeah, really good. And honestly, it's not Ben's like craziest that he does.
Who's your friend?
That's the one playing right now, the guitarist.
Lower the volume, dude.
I'm trying to right now.
Come on, board bitch.
Come on, board bitch. I can't hear nothing. It's too fucking loud.
If you think it's too fucking loud, click likes. Click the likes. Right now.
Click the like if it's too loud.
I lowered it. There.
You know you only got to lower it on the actual video.
On the video? I don't know how to do that.
Click on, just hover over the video.
Oh yeah, I did that last time.
Yes, sir, you did.
Hey man, I have no defense.
This is good. I'm digging it.
Very good.
Oh, there he goes.
There he goes.
Now, this is a well-shot video, dude. I love the shots.
Writing like this.
You know what I like about the shots too? They're like, pause it. They're like slowly moving. So, damn, this board bitch sucks, dude.
You guys selected me, or should I say the straws selected me?
It was your fate. It's your destiny.
Yeah. Honestly, we still have the fabled first episode where I was the board bitch and it didn't get the video up.
Oh, the video's all jacked up. I'm gonna put the audio up on that one, though, on YouTube. So we have episode 2 up. We're going to put episode 1 and then episode 3. simultaneously, probably. I got a lot of work ahead of me, is what I'm trying to say.
Episode test.
Roulette crashed. Did it?
It's gone now.
Go to the bottom and click it again. Look at him. You guys are both too faded, dude.
We can cut, though.
Yeah, we can cut. All the way to the left. The same spot it was before.
I see Finder all the way to the left. Finder.
Two in.
Streamlabs.
Don't begin.
Well, you fucking said all the way to the left.
This argument's getting me hard.
Don't be copping an attitude of me, dude.
The audio's still going, so we'll just put up like a stupid little.
Just continue the recording. Yeah.
We're gonna cut it.
Yeah,
we're cutting it.
Clap in.
I'm about to cut Anthony right now. Keep fucking talking to me like
you
that.
You guys put me on here. We gotta relaunch the fucking.
No, you put yourself on there with your poor judgment.
Just turn the the other one. Is that EOS or Nikon? Oh, that's Nikon. Yeah. Turn it off. Turn back on.
Right.
Yeah, you got it, Anthony. Dude, I'm telling you, we're all gonna be so good at producing after this.
Shit!
Wow!
I believe in you, Anthony.
Damn it!
Welcome to the desert.
I believe in you, Anthony.
And
we're back with Mick.
And we're back with Mick with the brick wall and the Johnny with his Adidas stuff because he wants a sponsorship.
I don't have Adidas. Well, I mean, I got my slides on. They can't see that though.
You're out of focus. I don't know how to. All right. That was Oceans in Silhouette. I thought super awesome.
A nice video. Very nice video. Edited very well.
Ben McSherry.
Mix out, dude. He said, fuck you guys.
Uh-oh, he's out.
What are you doing, dude? What are you looking for?
He's got a vape in
hand. I never know what he's doing, dude. I never know what he's doing over there.
What's he doing over there? Look at, Wait, go back to where
I got
that
a crotch
was.
Shot, dude.
Yeah, crotch shot. Now he found his vape. Everybody.
You really got up to go look for your vape? Is that what you did? He's addicted, guys. See, we talk all good about you know, Mick and, you know, what he does musically, but he has a problem, guys, and it's drugs.
It's vape.
Drugs is his problem.
It's vapor. You know what vape rhymes with?
look at this guy, dude.
He's fine, y'all.
You had a little too much cut water, didn't you?
I don't know what they're talking about. There's no water cutting in that at all.
There's no water. It's not cut with any water.
Yo, there ain't no water in that bitch, dude. Let me see. Because I am filling it. Oh, I guess the ingredients won't say water, right? Is there ingredients on it? Why isn't there ingredients on alcohol?
Okay.
There really is no ingredients.
No.
Yeah, they don't give you the health facts. Well, there's no health
in
it.
It's a cocktail.
It says government warning. That's all it gives me.
Yeah. Alcoholism's a problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah, honestly, the one thing I don't like about the cutwaters is they make me need to piss.
They do make me need to piss.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, me too.
I think all of us are. And now we got 23 minutes, boys.
Don't care.
It's all right.
Don't care.
Hey, it don't matter.
I do have to say, though.
Let's be
if I was a piss right now, you'd be able to hear the bass
of the piss.
The stream hitting the water. And it's nasty.
It would come in like the
what color? What color do you think it would be?
I don't know. I'm just more worried about you guys' bone marrow being shaken. All right.
Who brought
bass?
Neone? Neone body bags. Was that Mick?
Hey, click if you like.
Oh yeah.
If you like piss.
Okay. So let me give you
click if you like piss. All right.
We'll real Mick pretext.
EOS camera is not working.
Stick camera.
Two on him. We're all inebriated.
All getting cut.
And you're dumb. I can't do it because I'm retarded right now.
Still recording. I hope you know. That is all not PC.
I had a little bit of too much cut water.
That's all very not PC talk, Johnny.
Cut water, shout out.
My bad.
What's up? We love you guys.
That's my fault, dude. We were riffing pretty damn good right there, guys. We had a good flow going, and Anthony wrecked it.
I wrecked it.
I have to blame it on somebody.
Honestly,
dude.
Can I say why I wrecked it?
Why?
I need a piss so bad.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it. We might as well use this time.
Okay, now we're back. We're back.
So this is a pause.
Yeah, we're
now do that. Pause. Now do that thing that I was talking about with the cogwheel on the sources. Sources cogwheel. Yeah, there you go.
Cogwheel you.
Church. I'll cogwheel you.
It has a hole for a reason.
Yeah, dude.
There we go.
Every cogwheel has a hole.
Right. There we go.
I like holes.
Back to seven. And we're all back, fellas.
My this is my girl. I told my girl where we were having a podcast, right? And I was texting her while we were recording. I said, we're having a good podcast, talking a lot about music. And she said, cool, baby. What do you his out it on? The fuck does that mean? What?
Do you?
I'm sorry. And the way she put what is capital W H capital A T. Do you his out it on? I'm just gonna put huh. I do this all.
What do you his out it on?
Because she has nails and she can't type. She types all jacked up. I'm like, what the hell are you saying?
All right. So this is Neone. Body bag. I liked this video just because of my exploration.
This is what you brought.
Of music. I mean, I like, that's why I've been getting more into hip hop, because it seems to be more of like music about like life.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you say they're saying the things that you can't say?
Some hip hop, yes.
No.
So this is not a hip hop song, by the way. This is not a hip hop song.
So why did you bring up hip hop?
I'm just saying that my respect for that, about that genre.
Yeah.
Has me wanting to appreciate this song at that level, but it's like more on a pop side of it.
And real quick, Anthony, if you want to switch cameras, you got to click on Streamlabs before you start switching. Yeah. Or else it changes the location of the cursor on the YouTube video. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Play it.
Here we go.
Let's see what Mix brought to the table.
Sounds like a hip hop song.
It does.
Oh, you shared this.
Okay. This is pretty dope. She reminds me of somebody. Who the pause it. I love the camera that they were using. How it was like attached to her hip or something. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty dope.
It almost looked like that old show on MTV, where they were going to haunted places. And they would have the camera tracking.
Yo, you remember that?
Yeah, what was that called?
That was a dope show. I forgot about it. Where
it's like Fear or something.
Yo, where they? I remember this one episode. They were like out in the woods in a cabin, and they put this girl in like a room that has mirrors all the way around it.
Oh,
dude, it was trippy, and it was actually that kind of like scary. Damn, I remember that show. I don't remember what it was called at all, though.
My best memory of that was watching that. And do you remember, what was it, like Love Line or something like that? It was called like...
You talking
Love
about Line. Dr. Drew?
Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And then they would have... Dude, there was another show that was like a totally like... It was MTV's like sex show. And like it would be on later. I'm going to look that up.
I think that was Dr. Drew's show.
No. It wasn't a talk show. It was like a themed, acted out show. And it was just about how all these like young... people were having sex at the time. Anyways, that's super irrelevant. Let's go back to this video.
Dude,
we were talking about the fucking camera. Hey, you guys remember that sex show on MTV?
Why don't you guys just fuck each other?
Do you remember Next, dude?
Next, yeah. I remember Next. Yeah.
Next was fun, dude.
You guys are just falling in love right in front of me.
I love Anthony.
I'm just like,
I'll suck okay.
The feeling
suck
is
his
not
cock right
mutual.
Off his body.
The feeling is not
what?
Mutual.
What happened? You're a piece of shit, dude. I confess my love to you, and that's what I get.
I have to keep swinging over here as the poor bitch, dude.
Can you feel the love?
He's having trouble.
I'm fucking up today.
Yeah, dude.
My hair is up, dude.
You went to the way into the video. You went 2 minutes in. like a jackass.
See, I don't know how that keeps happening.
It's because you keep clicking on Streamlabs.
Just
you keep going to Streamlabs.
Go to a minute. Go to a minute.
Clicking on the window before you switch. Because if you hit 1, 2, or 3 on while you're watching a YouTube on video, it automatically goes forward.
Forward.
You get what I'm saying?
So
you
have to
click.
Get it.
You have to click on Streamlabs.
Does it make it any less confusing? Does it make it any less confusing? No.
Get smarter.
That's impossible.
For all three of us. All right, let's go.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna play.
Let's see what this bitch Noni's talking about. Video,
and then we're gonna play.
I had the worst bed hit this morning.
There we go. We're at the right spot.
It's a good beat.
So, here's the reason why I'm playing this video. Keep it playing.
Keep going. Let's play.
So.
He still doesn't get how
no,
it works.
No, 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 no. So this particular song, why I brought it up, was
all right. What were you saying, Mick?
Oh, you weren't paying attention to me.
I was absolutely.
We're leaving
I was
this
just
in.
Trying to not skip forward. Here, I'm gonna put it at this spot in the video and take it away.
If I was a pirate, I'd
she raps pretty good. All right, wait, pause it right there.
Okay, so stop it. I'm gonna explain.
Wait. Go to a frame of her.
A frame of her.
Yeah, like.
I don't know what you're gonna say. The thing.
Has her in
that
it.
One. Does that work?
No, that doesn't. Ah, that works.
Okay.
Would or would not.
Oh, definitely would.
Yeah, would, huh?
This is all definitely would.
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, I'm holding off my commentary until the very end.
She's kind of funny looking, but...
My commentary is coming at the very end, because I want to hear both of what you both have to say.
Like, specifically right there, would, because that's easy access.
Oh, the shot.
Oh, so if you had, like, to freeze time?
Too much teeth,
I agree.
No, that's not a would. I would not in that moment.
Maybe when she was in the car.
That's like all scrapey.
Yeah, you're right. Wouldn't. Yeah right there. That frame specifically.
You know what I would do? I would give her a nice ooh. Kiss on the tip of the nose. Right there. That's what I would do. Just, mwah, you're so sweet.
That's. Well, that is just genuine love.
Yes, you're right. You're right, Mick.
Can you hear the...
I like the aesthetic on this video.
Honestly, the color and everything is fucking perfect.
It's really cool.
The color and the way it's shot is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm going to say about that right now. And then I'm going to play the rest of it. And then have my commentator on it. You go. Commentate as we go.
Okay, here we go.
Wouldn't.
Is that a different girl?
Wouldn't.
No, there's two girls in this group.
There's two girls, right?
There's two girls in this group? Oh, shit. I did not realize that.
They're like the female guys.
Oh, too. They're like me and you.
Yeah, but there's the female version of us.
Yeah, see, her wouldn't. Wouldn't.
That sounds so wouldn't. Narcissistic,
I think you guys
by the way.
I think you guys need to ask. Would they with you guys?
It'd probably be wooden.
It'd be all wooden.
No, sorry. Do you think after they see this, they would be down to do a collab with us?
That's questionable.
After what's been said. Yeah, what's up?
Niani?
I would definitely do a collab with him, dude. They're in our range. They're in our wheelhouse.
Shout out. Niani, hit like if you like this video.
Dislike.
Hey, man,
instant dislike. That's what I smell.
Pause it.
Rude. Okay.
All right, Mick. Wouldn't. All right, Mick. What were you saying about this? Why'd you bring this up?
Okay, yes. This, even though there's teeth in this picture, I'm going to go wood.
No, I don't like her.
Because you hang low on that one and you're good.
Yeah, but I don't like her, dude.
Really?
She's not cute. The other one's cute.
I think she's gorgeous. She's got the big Jewy nose and chin.
She does.
What? I like that.
She's definitely
Lady Gaga is a thing, everybody.
I do like Lady Gaga.
Wake up, millennials.
Lady Gaga is pretty
good. By the way, Lady Gaga. January 2024, you expect a stance out of that? Nope.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. All right. Mick, what were you saying about these bitches?
Okay, the reason why the reason why
what word? Just because there's only two of them.
Ladies? I think they would love for them to be called ladies.
Can you imagine, dude? She's going in. She's going in for it like that.
Because that's like very possessive.
Ain't no way it's going down if she's going in that way. Ain't happening, bitch. Put them fucking chompers away, dude.
That one's, yeah, that's not a word. That's
a word. That's a
not. Get it? Peter? Peter? You know your right dick called a Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Rabbit?
Yeah.
Right there, dude.
It's a rabbit hole with a trap right inside.
Plus, her nose is going to hit my waist before.
Like, you're talking shit on her nose. I don't think she's ugly.
So bad.
You really think she's ugly?
I didn't say she was bad.
I didn't say I do not condone this behavior.
I did not say she was ugly. I said she's like a five. That's it. So that's what I said.
I'm saying I'm full blown wood on both of these young ladies.
Yeah, but last time you were saying you'd get down on the girls with the little fucking butt cheeks.
Wait, what?
The big girls wearing
I'm saying you guys just got to fuck each other already. You guys just like each
other. What, just because of out of horniness?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
You're just, I feel like, Anthony, you're just down for whatever.
Yeah.
Which I'm not knocking. I'm not knocking him by any means.
I haven't disagreed with any of this.
You haven't. Any woman we pulled up, you're like down.
Yep. Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe it's not that I don't have standards. It's just that
I don't have standards.
I'm accepting of most kinds of.
All right, you fucking woke bitch, dude.
We like the commercial shit. All right?
You're like, honestly, under 100, okay, so 120 pounds or less.
Let me get to my talking about this shit. No,
okay, so definitely wood.
Wood.
Wood. Go ahead, Mick.
Absolutely.
So these gals.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here.
I like their music. I really do.
So
I hate their music.
I get it. I just feel like the channels that they're trying to promote themselves through is not helping them.
No, okay, here's,
you know what I mean?
I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say my daily hot take. My whole hot take on this, it's that it feels composed.
Here goes Ranthony again.
Yeah, here we go. It's going to be I promise, Ranthony. It's under a minute. But seriously, it feels composed. It feels like it's like,
piece of shit, dude.
We got these girls that are, you know, like good looking.
Women.
Semi-talented.
Okay.
And we could find other girls that look like different things and are semi-talented and then do the same thing for them.
Sure.
But these are two like kind of good looking girls and they're just mediocre. Like it's mediocre to me.
The music?
The music is mediocre. It doesn't stand out in any way to me.
I didn't say that at all.
I get what you're saying.
Can I say something?
It's pretty close to the modern.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you're right, Anthony. Let me say something now.
No, go ahead. I don't mean an insult because I know I'm the one with the niche tastes. I'm the snob here. I'm being the dickhead.
Yeah. No. Can I say something though?
Well, let me first say. I agree with Anthony. I agree that what he's saying. I'm just going to say what he's saying. These bitches suck. And that's what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying, dude.
This is my review, bitches. Don't you dare steal my tiara.
I never said anybody sucked.
Okay.
Yeah, let me hear.
Okay. First of all, I haven't even reviewed this shit yet. And you're commenting on something I haven't reviewed yet in the context I'm trying to review it. You feel? Uh-huh.
Right there.
That's what's up.
Right there.
That's what we're doing.
Right there. Wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
here's why I selected this song.
Go ahead.
Get on with it. No.
I like the fact that if you listen to their music, every song is different.
Okay. True, we are only hearing the one song.
That's fair.
It's a different genre every single song.
And that's cool.
That's kind of what we do.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's why. So I brought this song up to bring this point. It's like they're writing in a way where it's like it has a generalistic grab to it, but it has enough expansion of visuals in their video, the way, because, like, you know, us, we do the we release the singles and stuff, we try to do maximum amounts of like content per release and stuff. Yeah. So that concept of like what they put into this, it's like I don't know. I kind of feel like a sentiment towards that vibe.
Okay. Are they doing the same things? Like they're putting out content like that?
Yeah. They had singles like
crazy. I dig it. I dig what they're doing. I'm gonna have to look into them a little bit more. But I think it was a good song. The video's really shot pretty well.
I'll tell you this right now. Sight unseen, I wouldn't judge the song at all. Like I said, if this was playing, if I were to, you know, show up to a club somewhere, it would be exactly par for the course. It'd be exactly what I was expecting.
Right.
But to me, that's, like I said, mediocre. That's mediocrity.
It is.
The only thing I'm putting any sort of harsh criticism on is the idea that it's like so well produced. Like the video is awesome. The video is like really good. And the elements of that are like really good for like this music that is just kind of okay. So just like, to me, that's something that takes away from, I don't know. I like seeing bare bones, like from scratch shit done.
Okay. Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
When you listen to music, what is it that you're looking for?
PS5 graphics.
That satisfies you for first listen.
Honestly, it really depends on like the mood that I'm in at the time. Like a lot of the time I'm a metalhead or, you know, like, you know, hardcore, that kind of stuff, you know, just to keep me energized. But a lot of the time when it comes to like filtering myself through, you know, mainstream music, whether it be country or country pop or you know, all that stuff sort of blends together, right? This kind of speaks to like my point a little bit, like last week, about how everything's kind of getting serialized.
Switch the cameras, board bitch.
I'll put it on me then.
There you go.
How do you like that?
Yes, it's what I wanted you to do.
Leg here.
You got to cycle. You got to cycle a little bit.
I was ranting a little bit
there. Ranting.
So yeah. I kept it on myself a little bit. But I feel like there's a serialization going on with what's being produced right now. And I feel like this, if we were to look long enough, we could find another video just like this one by probably two girls or another project, maybe two guys, whatever, that are doing the exact same thing, sort of lighting tricks, the same sort of stuff. Like I said, it comes off as like serialized and not like super unique. I'm going to take a second. One of you guys like take the lead here, Johnny. I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to look up this other artist real quick because I like what he does. He seems very unique. I'm going to pull him up okay. here in a second.
I think these girls are really good. These women are really dope. I like it. I would love to hear what else they have, since judging by what Mick was talking about, I think his take on music is kind of what I'm in line with. So I think if I listen to more of their music, I would get Mick's point on their music, you know. I would get it because I trust what he says. This song is good, but I get what you're saying, Anthony, about the it being like, I don't want to say mediocre, but like more modern.
Honestly, I'm gonna give full like apology to the idea, you know, like I am very picky. I'm a very picky and finicky guy when I come to listening to this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. To me, I instantly see a hot chick rapping like she's a gangster, and I'm like rolling my eyes.
Well, she wasn't really gangster rapping. You want to listen to gangster rap? We'll put on some gangster rap.
Okay, so why I like this song for listenership, I like that it's funky. I like that it has a pull to it.
Right.
I like something that you don't have to be consciously like expecting this to come on and be like, oh my God, this is going to be the revolutionary song of my fucking life. No, this is a song that captures a moment for you.
Not really.
I'm just saying, like, if you say, for instance, song playing.
All of this just reads to me like rich girls that got money. That's what it reads to me.
You're probably right.
It's like, all right, we had the money
that
to pour into this.
Subtracted from that, it's like, what do I learn from that? You know what I mean?
That there's no merit in hard work.
No. It's not that. it's like because I'm trying. Essentially, we're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Essentially,
we're not doing our edge to the game.
But I'm just saying we're learning our edge to the game, which might at the end of it might be better. It might be worse. Who fucking knows? But we have to keep trying. That's something I like looking at this stuff, just to see. What's happening? What are people expecting? Because they're like 6.1 million on Spotify.
That's huge.
And that to me, that speaks volumes.
So basically,
if you're measuring, like I said, if you're measuring things in that level of like, you know, that's what your goals are. That's what you're trying to obtain.
Well, yeah,
for sure.
I would say that's everybody's goal when it comes to being a musician. So your goal is not to have people listen to your music, Anthony?
No. Oh, no. What? Okay, so my goal isn't not to have people listen to my music in numbers like that.
Why?
I don't need that. We talked about this a little bit last week.
It doesn't mean that you don't need it, but that is the goal, is to make music our lifestyle.
No.
To write what we want to write.
That's one type of goal for success for music.
Yeah.
Like I said, I brought up Every Time I Die last week. And I brought up how as a band, they have a niche audience.
Yeah, but they still got more. They got millions of listens on Spotify too.
But that's usually accumulatively, like where it's like over like years of listeners and stuff.
Right.
Because those are diehard listeners.
But I would say I would challenge you to say that that's our ultimate goal as musicians, is to be able to live off of our music and have millions.
If that's what
listens.
You want to do, I don't care if I have to work. I don't care if I have to work a 9-to-5 job if it means that I get to express myself the way I want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Me neither.
So that's the thing. So does that make that my goal? No. Then that means making millions of fans and making money off of my music and selling it out and making it sound like other people want it to sound instead of how I want it to sound.
That's not what I'm saying.
But I think that's equatable. I think that's very equatable. It's like if you're looking to please an algorithm, if you're looking to please people or listeners and anybody besides yourself when you're making your art, it's bastardized.
But
that's what I would say.
But wouldn't you say that's part of that, you got to do both at the same time. You got to make yourself happy at the same time.
There's a level of playing ball. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like having to promote and do all
Can I chime in?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the music industry is not at all going to be a thing anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's so many independent artists.
Expound.
I get what he's saying. It's very it's an overly saturated promotional system that they got going on.
Yeah.
And there's definite success in there.
I'm not arguing with the idea that there's success in that. But. At the same time, it's like I'm not at the same. It's weird because it's like I feel kind of like, do I credit them or do I credit the producer?
True, yeah, but it depends on some artist.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that's because
you have to know there's a producer involved.
Can I cut in real quick? I'll be quick. I promise. Well, okay. Sure. So you say you bring in the producer, right? So with a producer, right? You have a musician like Taylor Swift or someone like that, who's like literally she's this much of a celebrity, she has to keep this sort of image or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's not this level of a songwriter, dude. There's just no way. It's just that there's no arguing the idea that as much as she might have been around music her whole life, she's not composing the most amazing pieces of music like Hans Zimmer has, because he's been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah, that's if you've ever seen her IG, the way she posts stuff, it's like It's almost like she writes a lick. She's like, oh, that lick's for the IG. But I just feel like there's so much other stuff behind the scenes that's just, it's not the whole thing. Yeah, you probably came up with that little like line. But that's,
yeah, and then you have a whole team. And the thing is, it's not even behind the scenes at this point. There's totally like, it's completely out in the open. Just people don't really like pay attention to it.
Yeah, but
you go to her Wikipedia page and you see all the writers on this song, all the writers on that song. And it's like, okay, so Taylor Swift didn't do this.
She didn't
herself.
Do shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's different from these ladies right here. I don't think they have.
I disagree. I bet you there's a team of producers behind here that helped them make make it better than
I think they're actually before. On an indie label though.
If there was a team of producers, they would have more than 40,000 subscribers right now.
But how many millions of views were you guys speaking to them having?
That's Spotify. Spotify is ran like a social media these days for with independent artists.
So my question is, a lot of independent
artists are running their Spotify like an Instagram. There's another rapper, I forgot his name, but he did the same thing. He's like the highest grossing on Spotify for independent artists because he did everything on Spotify. He barely runs his IG, barely runs his YouTube.
He just hammer fisted it.
He learned
to the point of that you could get good at Spotify. Spotify or that you could get good at music?
No, his music is very well written and he does it all himself. He produces the tracks and he writes all the lyrics and writes and raps everything, does everything himself.
But does that speak to the point that someone who's good at Spotify and doesn't have good music could get good at Spotify and get big?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, that's with anything though.
I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, somebody could be good with
I wouldn't say it goes the other way. I wouldn't say it goes the other way with art. You can get good at Spotify and not be good at art, but you can't get good at art and not be good. Wait, is that the way I'm trying to say that?
I think we're thinking on two different topics right now.
Okay, no. Okay, so let's say you're a musician, right?
Yeah.
I am.
Jesus okay, Christ, so Anthony.
Let's say you're actually a talented
hypothetically
musician.
Speaking.
Let's say hypothetically Johnny's Jesus, a talented
Jesus
musician.
Christ.
Like all three of us
in
are.
In real world, I've only been playing bass Johnny for 20 is years. Jesus. Good at music. No, okay, so let's say, you know, any given musician at the end of the day has spent all their time getting great at guitar. We were kind of talking about this with the Gypsy Jazz.
Yeah.
So you spend all your time getting great at guitar or getting great at this thing. It speaks nothing to your talents with marketing, right? It doesn't mean you've gotten good at marketing and putting out those talents, right?
Okay.
You've spent all the time in a room by yourself being the best violinist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't translate into the new conceptualized world of social media. And that's more what I have to speak to is like, I hate the idea that everybody who's good at music has to be good at social media first. If you want to be good at music and you want it to be successful, you have to be good at social media first before you get it out there.
Can I cut in, please? Well, it's a phenomenon, right? So for me, it's like the whole social media thing is by proxy. It has to be because since the labels are dying, before we used to have to submit our demo track. Remember, we used to have demo CDs, to labels. Remember,
that was a whole thing. Take my mixtape, right? That's what you're talking about.
That was before we had access to everything behind the scenes. Now we have access to everything behind the scenes. So the model that we grew up with, expecting to. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever, all the way down to Z, all the things that we do to feel like we accomplish something in the music industry. Cause you don't have to be famous. And that's why people feel like, oh, like if you're famous, cool. If you're not famous, cool.
That speaks to my point completely. Like, I'm totally on board with that. I don't need to be famous to be successful. If I have a small group of people that believe in what I do, that's all I give a shit about. It really is. And I don't care about how much money I make from it. I'm just glad I get to express myself. I got to do what I like to do. And I got to make my art and people kind of relate it. That to me is at the end of the day, the thing that pulled me through my darkest times, that made me relate to all my favorite songs. That it has nothing to do with the commercialism that music is now. It has nothing to do with Spotify numbers. It has nothing to do with getting followers. It has something to do with me stumbling across like local garage bands music and being like, that shit sounds sick to me and I like it. And that's all that matters. And to me, if we're on this different take than we were 10, 15, 20 years ago, like when we were younger, when we were just discovering shit because our buddy was in a garage band or because our buddy knew this dude in a band and then we went to their show and we're like, damn, that's right. Tight. It's completely different. Completely mm-hmm. different than us being like, all right, cool. Here's a curated playlist by people who have gatekept this music in a way that it's going to get the people who have the most contingency for being a broad artist that'll connect with broad audiences and be marketable. That totally bastardizes the process of discovering art and music altogether.
I could kind of agree to
Hey, bored bitch.
What's up? He's all shut the fuck up.
Switch.
I will
switch the cameras.
Cycle the cameras, dude.
Okay.
Ranthony.
Oh man. Okay. So I don't want to put it on me that much.
Fucking Christ!
I'm talking too much, and I'm trying not to put it on.
Just keep your motherfucking.
So I'm putting it on all three of us. That's why.
Yeah, but you could switch between fucking yes. Just do that real quick, and then go right back to you.
The end of it.
God damn, the end of it is
from my point was like. All the shit's going on. Yeah, I could be annoyed. I could be annoyed with their supposed success on that level and how they got it. Yeah. I could be annoyed all fucking day. At the end of the day, I'm thinking, well, if the music industry is not what it was when I was first introduced to music, my initial expectation of like what I needed to do to be for my expression to be reached out to people, it has changed, and I feel for me like this stuff.
Yeah,
I understand. It seems like a lot of content, but that's what you have to do. It sucks. Yeah, it fucking sucks. The introduction. Mankind was not ready for the introduction of the internet.
When it happened,
mankind wasn't ready. It was literally like. The mental equivalent of like being introduced to sugar for the first time,
right?
Yeah,
So what I mean.
Now we're all digital junkies. We have no choice. And the people that are not this musicians,
is
the
I don't this agree is the, with. This we is the future. Do have a choice?
You do have a choice, but
we
you don't.
Do have a choice
now because societal rules deem us to be on the fucking IG, YouTube, and
okay,
TikTok
but
all day
about,
long.
How about bands? And I know you guys, as musicians, have probably come across these bands where they do have a local following.
Yes,
band in Joshua Tree. I forget the fucking name.
Right.
I'm fucking kicking myself in the ass right now.
I'll
post it later. But there's a band that, you know, up in Joshua Tree, like they showed up for a show that my band played.
Right.
And it was like the whole bunch of locals showed up to support them. And then I went to go tag them in, like, you know, like the video you do, like, hey, you know, we're playing a show with these bands, and you show a little of their performance, and you try to tag. They had no social media presence, but they had this big following because, like, that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. But what are the guys? What are those guys doing? All working 9-to-5 jobs?
Yeah, I don't disagree. And that to me is like this thing where we're like glorifying the idea of being rock stars versus being normal people that like to
a lot of people are doing that.
Being a normal 9-to-5 guy who creates
for
art.
Sure, there is nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying
it's
that.
Trust me. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 job and working your music and doing the things that you want to do for you. I agree with that completely. But I feel like the end goal for most musicians is to do music as their lifestyle. And if you want to do that, the only way to do that is to attack the social media and use it to your advantage so you can gain the control of your own success.
Yeah, so
and do music full time and do that only because look, I don't want to, I mean, I love my job now, but when I was working at the USPS, like I didn't have fun doing that shit. I didn't want me and Mick were on the phone every single day plugging away. Look, what we got to do to make this our whole life right now? What do we got to do? What are the things? Oh, we got to fucking work social media because that's the way to do it. You can do it with one. You can do it with all of them. Most people just plug away on Instagram. Most people just plug away on one, which is TikTok. Some people just plug away on Spotify, you know? So we chose like, look, we're going to plug away on YouTube. What are the different things? We started putting out a lot of content before our releases. We got the podcast going because it's a good way. Everybody's doing podcasts. Podcasts are fun to do. And it's a great way to put more content out. And you just have to play by the rules. If you want to become super successful with music or with anything that you do as artistic and creatively, you have to do those things.
But because it's gross, though.
But it is gross.
No, here's the thing.
No. But check it out. If you do that and you do it your way, you want
to
do it, then it works. Me and Mick did both. We started off doing all the bullshit, the dumb videos just to get the clicks. And we're like, this is not us. It's just not who we are. So we took the next step and like, okay, let's do it the way we want to do it. We always talked about doing a podcast like for the longest time. So this is one of the ways that we decided we can push ourselves and our personality because that's what we want to show more. But I get your point with what Anthony's saying, but you if music is what you want for your life's goal and not to do anything else.
Well, no. Okay. So last time
you got to play by the rules a little bit.
Success, right? So
yeah.
So definitions of success, if we get into like breaking that down, what is success for people to me, honestly, I'm totally with the more money, more problems thing. I don't want a big overhead on my life, dude. I really don't care. I don't really want a big life. I just want it. Like, I literally have like 30, 40 fucking songs I'm sitting on that I'm like, I want the world to hear these before I fucking die.
Yeah.
That's my whole goal.
I agree with that.
That's my whole fucking goal, dude. That's all I give a shit about. I don't care if I make a fucking cent. I've been going back and forth with my buddy, you know, that I've been working with a song on, that he's like super like into all that and getting the rights to your songs and making sure no one could steal it and making sure you own all this. I don't give a fuck about that, dude. I have zero interest in any of that. What I want to do is sing for my friends and family, sing for people that I care about, and have people be interested.
Right.
And that's all, literally, that's what I'm saying, is if you approach things from this level of like, I want this to be a financial or fiscal element of my life, you're setting yourself up for like failure most of the time. I'm not saying you're not going to reach success. Yeah, most of the time,
because it's tough.
I'm not saying you're not going to reach success, because you will reach your definition of success if you plug away hard enough at it, for sure. But my definition of success has more to do with having a good time in my life,
right?
So being able to do both of those things and balance it, as opposed to chasing this other thing,
for sure.
What the fuck?
The Streamlabs drop?
It crashed. Yeah.
Yeah. Just booted back up. I'm gonna keep talking though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But listen to this, Anthony. What would you? Okay. How do I phrase this correctly? If you could supplement your 9-to-5 income with music, right? Releasing songs, releasing videos, and doing all these things, wouldn't you rather have that so you can release these 34 songs that you're talking about in a good time frame? Because, you know, we're not getting any younger. Wouldn't you want that versus sitting here, oh, I'm going to plug one, you know, freaking 4 songs a year rather than, you know, releasing, you know, a minimal amount of songs. If you can supplement your income and actually do these things that you want to do, isn't that greater than sitting there not being able to release as much music? That's my point.
I don't disagree with you on that in any regard. For sure. If my life was easier.
Make sure you're hitting record on Streamlabs.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we are recording.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, we're back with video. If my life were any easier and able to make that happen, I can't guarantee that would make my life better. So I don't pursue that as some sort of thing that I look at as like, oh yeah, if I could do that. Honestly, I'm just enjoying the fact that I have all these 30 songs and that every week I get to work on one.
Yeah.
And I get to mess with it and then do it, and then hopefully I get to release it the next week. And if I die in the interim, guess what? I get to fucking Doors it, dude. I get to fucking Jim Morrison. People will get to be, oh, dude, I wonder what he was working on. I wonder what this song. You know, like that's the way I look at it. It's like, oh, if I do get to do it, cool. If I don't get to do it, that's also sort of cool, because then people might be curious about what I did, and then that might draw a new attraction to the music I did release, all that stuff. That's all the stuff I give a shit about. I don't know. Like I said, maybe it's me being too
well, I think music, for every person has a different interpretation of what music means to them, and like how
that's true,
how it shows itself in their personal life.
Agreed.
So, with that thought, I mean, I'm thinking is music is a custom experience for every single person, and the way it makes them want to have it a part of their life, their roadmap to have it a part of their life. Having that roadmap to have music a part of your life, and you're making the steps to make that, whether it be you're in for it because you only want to do that, you want to get paid for it. You do not like your 9-to-5 job.
I'm not in that position though, dude. Like I think that's a shitty thing.
That's
what I'm saying.
Is
that we all live with this kind of like stigma that having a 9-to-5 job should make us feel shitty about ourselves. No,
but
I contribute to society. I fucking do something that's like, you know, valuable.
Let me ask you this. Would you do it for free?
No, that's
does
not.
Does it matter?
That's not
no,
my,
that does. That's
not my
that,
question.
I believe that matters.
That's
if you would do
question.
Your job for free, determines
What's
whether you actually
enjoy it or not.
No.
It doesn't matter about enjoyment. Sometimes life is not about enjoyment. My question.
But it for can you, be, Anthony.
You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
My question for you, dude, is for how you feel about that. Because obviously we can't choose our, what's known in life. We can't choose our parents. We're always going to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Get with all the things that are guaranteed in life.
Right. The actual Ten Commandments, the real shit that like we have to abide by, the laws and all that.
The laws.
And to have, that's what's beautiful about the human experience for me.
Yeah.
Is all of us having to go through all these things, like things that we like, have other people not like things that we
see, like. You got it, dude. That's sort of more my approach that where I'm kind of coming from with all of this. What I'm saying is like, look at dude, like I have all these 30 songs, right, that I'm sitting on, but it's all this excitement that's provided for my life simply by the suspense of the idea that, yeah, I have to work fucking super hard to make that happen.
Yeah.
And that to me is a fulfillment that like, that's my payoff. I like working hard on shit.
That makes sense.
You know, and that's that to me. And for me, if you have, like I said, if you have a 9-to-5 job, yeah, it sometimes it feels like a hurdle.
It makes you work harder over. Though.
Yes. And to me, I'm a person who just, I've lived off my work ethic, and that's sort of like what I do. I'm a pusher. I push. And you know, I'll push in this regard, push in that regard, whatever to pay my bills or whatever to make my music. And that's sort of my approach on it. And I'll stick to my fucking laurels on it, dude. Like I'm not going to be one of these people who's like, falling into like trying to please an algorithm. I could give a shit less about an algorithm, dude.
The algorithm is not what I'm trying to please. Hit the game, not the player.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. To me, it's like, dude, if I go to a fucking venue, and honestly, I'm not trying to fucking toot my own horn here, but when we play shows live,
you say hornier.
I'm not trying to toot my horn here.
Oh, hornier.
But when we play shows live as Dead Widow, dude, like we get new fans every time consistently because people are like, damn, you guys
they see the passion behind the music,
and that's all that matters. That's to good. Me. It's like, dude, cool. That's how I make genuine fans, and it's taken us. Let's see, you know, we've been a band for probably 3-4 years now.
I want to see your next show, dude. Let me know.
Yeah, oh, hey, come to the Whiskey April 17th.
The whole, I'll be there.
Yeah, dude. Right.
I love tickets. The Whiskey.
I got free tickets for you guys.
But, hey. So let's play the next video.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so the next video.
Was there a next video? Oh, okay. So we found this video, or Anthony found this video. Anthony, I agree with you. I like your mindset, dude. It's lovely.
No, like I said, I understand it is very different. I was there too.
Trust me. I think we were all there. Let's see what this is. Is this a band called Goat? Is that what they're called?
I believe they're called Goat. I'm just very interested by the costumes.
I know, it looks crazy.
And all of this stuff.
This is new to us, guys. We just saw it and we're like, let's see
it first time.
Yeah, let's see what this is all about. It's their full set, so I don't know if we'll go through the full set, but
go quarter ways in.
Yeah, maybe cut a quarter ways in.
Where they still got the juice.
Yo, dude, I think Logic... Oh, okay, there it is. I was like, Logic crashed.
That would have sucked. No,
Logic doesn't crash like that.
All right, so...
Refresh.
I don't know, it's not playing.
Just hit the refresh.
F5.
Oh, this guy. The hotkeys. Mike is a hotkey, if you know what I'm saying.
The little circular thing by the web address... On the right of the web address, all the way to the right, hit that.
There we go.
I think we got it.
Hey, man, Mikey, I think he likes it.
So you're gonna see a lot. Computer hot tips when you're on this podcast.
Hot keys. We're gonna
talk hot keys today.
Here we go.
Let's see what we got here.
This is the wild card.
I don't know what this is, dude. We literally just.
It's a wild card pull.
It's an hour set. That's already fucking talented. Oh, man.
Everyone's a mess. We got a flying V guitar.
All right. Well, that's kind of gay, but the rest of it I like.
I'm about to pull this up from the watch list.
Hey, look at that Rickenbacker bass. That's what I like.
All right.
Cliff Burton style.
All right. Just give it a four.
Hit the mountain part. Whoa, wait up, back up.
Yeah,
back
the that's fuck what I'm up. Saying. I'm fucking skipping forward.
Whoa, right,
third Mars here. Volta, dude.
Yo, hold up. What just happened? These guys about to get crazy. Hold, just leave it right there.
I like it.
I don't hate this.
Not at all. I love the visuals, dude. They're sick. I love how they... I'm not going to say nothing.
Let's break it up.
Oh,
stop
shit.
It. Stop it right there. Stop Push it right there. All right. So,
yo,
first glance at this.
I love it because it sounds like a soundtrack. I can dig it. And check it out. This is cool because they have, this is their live set, right? It says live set, but they integrate.
Yeah. Interstitials of probably video they play live when they're playing performances.
Yeah. I think it's their live set and they just cut in B-roll footage of like really cool, you know,
forests.
Yeah. Shit forests. Like
that. Yeah.
Let's see what this is about.
Run, forest. All
right. I just literally was watching that last night.
Oh, really? Right into it.
Jesus.
That mix is good.
This is live, guys.
Yeah.
Live mixes are so good because you get the room. You don't have to add reverb to it. Hold on.
Can I say why the one thing that sends off red flags in my head on this one?
Red
you
flags.
Feel like all white people, and it's very ethnic music. Yes, white.
Are you calling cultural appropriation right now?
No, not yet.
I haven't seen all the members. We're getting there.
I haven't seen all the members, but we're close, man.
Wait, pause it. This is another form of
white. Watch them being all Chinese.
White people taking. Culture from somebody else, but you know what I do like? It reminds me of the music from the movie.
The industry.
Where the wild things were.
Interesting.
Oh yeah.
Where the wild things are.
Yeah, James Gandolfini's last film.
It was.
Oh yeah, that's right. I believe it was.
He was in there.
He played a voice in it.
He was one of the voices. He was the voice of the main.
The main monster.
Whatever. I like James and the Giant Peach.
Fucking strange film. James and the Giant Peach is one of my all-time favorite.
Okay, let me ask you guys this about James and the Giant Peach.
What's up?
When you were, because that shit came out when we were all younger, right?
Super young.
I know it was like 10 years younger than, what I was 10 years like, younger right than you guys, but. Indian in the cupboard? The Indian in the cajon? Yeah, you remember that? That was a great film, dude.
I'm gonna be honest.
You don't know
I
that
love
one.
Love Indian in the cupboard.
That was the shit.
I fucking
dude.
Love Indian in the cupboard. I love it.
Yo, I'm gonna go watch that, dude.
Dude, Baskin Robbins used to give out these little Indian in the cupboard figurines.
We got one. Bro, that's
downstairs.
Baskin Robbins used what?
So when that movie came out, they had the little cupboard, and then they had the little Indian.
I remember this. I wanted it so bad. I wanted that so bad. You have it?
We have some in the box. Can I have a bunch of figurines and stuff.
Can I have a picture of
that? That's so freaking funny, dude. That movie was great.
Dude, it's so crazy.
I'm going to have to watch that. I'm going to go back and look for it.
The cupboard?
No, I just brought up random
shit. Yo, I don't know how we... No, I'm
just saying, like, right before that, like, but the same feeling that I had from... What are we talking about? What movie
was that? We have major ADHD, guys, just so you know.
So, yeah. So BetterHelp. If you want to
sponsor us, I can definitely talk to somebody.
I can definitely talk to somebody right now.
Yeah, and I'll rant at somebody. Honestly, I wait for the day that somebody buys me a therapist. I'll drive that person fucking insane.
He's just gonna listen the whole fucking.
This gave me a headache.
He's like, so what's your name? You're like, my name is Anthony. So basically, like,
I know. So my name is Anthony, and here's what fucking grinds my gears. I fucking hate.
He's like writing on his pen pad. Then at the same time, he's looking at like through his transparent pen. He's looking. Oh man, I'm running out of ink. On this guy,
he's using an iPad, and he's so you can't run out of ink, but he's actually running out of ink.
That's it. So BetterHelp, we're reaching out to you.
Reaching out, shout out.
We all could use help, us three for sure.
If you think you need BetterHelp, hit the like.
Honestly, comment to remind us what we were talking about before any.
Yeah, because we totally went. I don't know how we went off so fast. We were looking at this video.
It's embarrassing.
I said something about white people.
I know. Anyways,
and we went from appropriation.
We went from cultural appropriation to where the wild things are to Indian in the Cajon.
Yeah,
but why?
Oh, why? No, James and the Giant Peach.
Really? James and the Giant Peach.
We're talking about James. So
favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time.
So right.
That's what I was gonna say. I remember James and the Giant Peach when we were younger, right? I was saying when we were younger, you know, I was 10 years younger than you guys, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he was not. Don't believe him.
No, do you? Okay, watching James and the Giant Peach, did the part where the rhinos coming through the storm
made me horny. Come at me.
The spider.
Susan Sarandon voiced her? Of course.
I'm with you. If you're a blind guy,
was that your childhood trigger that made you buy those rhino pills at the gas station?
It's the only reason I like the movie, Mick. It's the only reason I like the movie is because she voices that part and I get hard as a motherfucker. I get hard as a peach pit.
I did love those quirky ass
movies like Matilda. And fucking James and the Giant
Directed
Peach.
Directed by Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito's a boss. Dude. Hey, but
classic.
Did that rhino scene scare you guys when you were younger? Because it terrified me. It's coming through the clouds and shit.
Johnny, I honestly, like, to just give a little transparency here, because we talked about crying in movies earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you called me a bit of a pussy. I get it. You don't cry in movies. You try to at least hold it back. Right? Right. But if you're a little kid, and then, like, even just, like the little Disney movies, or, you know, this, and then you get scared, then yes, you are definitely a pussy.
that rhino scene terrified me.
No,
dude.
I remember being.
I couldn't look in the sky.
In the theater, in the right way, dude. It was like, oh shit, dude.
It was too much. I used to close my eyes on that scene, dude. I love that movie, but that scene, I was like, oh shit, this is too real. Something coming out of the sky like that, I couldn't handle it.
Here's my ADD. Shout out to my ADD. Hit like.
Hit the likes if you like.
Like and subscribe if you're ADHD.
My ADD is out there watching this. Have you ever been like a little kid and like you're watching a movie with your parents and then like a nudity scene comes on?
Oh, dude.
And they're like, close your eyes and do you like have like a hand position to where you can still kind of see?
Yeah, every time.
So here was my move, dude. Here was my move. You want the particular move? And this is a tip. All you youngsters, we know you're listening. Okay, yeah. So you don't want to do the fingers because they know you're going to look through the fingers, right? Uh-huh. So you do the palms. You do the palms, and you even cross them over, right?
Right, right.
But
put the camera on you so they can see it.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to get a little close-up.
Let's get an example here.
Okay, so you want to do... If you're a child and you want to see nudity, these days, dude, children see nudity without their parents' permission all the time.
But if you want to do this with your girlfriend, like, hey, babe, I'm not looking. Go ahead,
Anthony. This is what you had to do as a child, okay? So you have to tilt your head slightly down. Okay. You have to look into both of your palms.
Yeah, he's figured it out.
There's a small, you see this here? It doesn't look centered. I'm going to exaggerate it right there. It's right there. Uh-huh. I'm exaggerating it. And right there... You have a window, a full window, and it looks like you're looking away. But you look side eye, you could see the full screen. If you're sitting 4 or 5 feet away, which I was, you could full side eye.
I'm definitely not looking, mother.
Yes, exactly. And it looks like you're looking in your palms. Yeah. It's like a full blown, like, oh yeah, I don't see anything. You know, and it fooled them every time. Unless my parents just didn't give a shit and didn't mind if I was a reprobate. Which they probably didn't.
That's a good tip. Anthony, that's a good tip. I like that. I like that a lot.
Corrupting the youth, you know. All right, let's get back to this.
All right, let's see.
You're talking about tips. Like,
you can't push play right there, dude.
You're right. God damn it.
He hasn't figured it out yet.
Dude, it's hard. This is all difficult for me.
It's like Mars Volta.
It is really Mars Volta.
Shout out Mars Volta.
Is that guy in blackface?
Was he in blackface?
It's a mask.
Oh, it's a mask? All right.
Somebody stop me.
I don't see a single pair of tan hands here.
I mean,
these are all lily white hands, dude. And the fact that the music is so ethnic, it does concern me.
They're all from Wisconsin. It concerns me,
dude. University of Ohio.
They're pretty good, though. I like that.
They're good. Honestly, musically, it's great. It's great musically. Definitely stuff that I would, you know, enjoy.
I think I'm going to check these guys out.
Like you nailed it when you said Mars Volta.
Yeah, absolutely nailed it. How much members are in the band? There's too much people.
I've been
like seven people, dude.
I
see three guitarists, one bassist, two vocalists.
Well, you got this girl doing God knows what, and then we got the guitar player. Oh, she's a vocalist. Yeah, right?
Remember that one time we recorded that song?
She's just trying to be extra.
We recorded that song with
this guy does nothing.
That's the other girl vocalist.
Oh, there's two girl vocalists.
Two female vocalists.
All right.
And they have maracas, both of them.
So they don't do nothing, but
no. Listen.
Are those full? Are those bags full? Of their ecstasy.
Yeah, these guys are good, dude. I love that. Bringing it down.
For being on drugs.
Bringing it down a little bit.
You got a bongo player.
Yeah.
That sounds so good. Player? That mix is so good.
It's fucking nerding out over here over the mix,
dude.
I am confirming that is not blackface.
Better help, please reach out.
Oh, I love this, dude. This makes me want to party.
I think one of the guitarists is a female guitarist as well.
That guy's using a pick. I don't like it no more.
No, it has its own groove to it.
Nah. You could do that same groove with your fingers.
No, I'm just saying sound.
It's a little blowjobby at this point. It's a little fish. You guys know fish?
It kind of went too far.
I felt the slobber on my balls.
Okay, with music like this, dude, I'm going to be... Oh, the stream.
Here he goes again.
Streamlabs crashed, dude.
Put it up.
Fucking dick.
That's all right, dude. Whatever. We'll have 13 videos to fucking edit. 13
videos to edit together.
You've been going on, what, hour, 2 hours?
This is almost probably 2 hours. 40 like last time.
We could close it after this.
Yeah. I don't even need to rant about the last part.
Put on one of the shorts, though.
The shorts, let's see.
I do want to get like footage of us doing the shorts.
Anthony's already wearing the shorts.
Guys, listening on the podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, I don't know what you're
Eminem
listening to.
Eminem?
What is this?
It's just a little funny video. The quarterback to the Detroit Lions, his name is Stafford. And
it's just Eminem's staph infection.
Did you push record on Streamlabs?
It is recording. Yeah.
All right.
Waiting for mixed camera.
Yeah,
we'll go to this real quick.
I just thought it was kind of funny, and it's music related because it's Eminem.
You died.
That's all right, because I'll talk about this video. You guys can riff on it if you guys want to, and then I'll close it out.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Riff on this video, Johnny.
So I thought this was kind of funny because it's Eminem talking to
full screen. Change the camera, dude.
Yeah.
Starting over, sorry.
Yo, Dan. I'm reporting. I'm going to report third quarter. I'm reporting offensive line. Eligible
He's talking
receiver.
To the Detroit
I'll
Lions
because
they're in the playoffs
line,
playing against the Rams tonight
and the receiver,
in about
and I will
an hour.
To myself,
no, no, 30
and I will
minutes.
Score a touchdown in the third quarter. Just give me a uniform.
I love Eminem so
much. He has another one talking to Stafford. Watch, go back. Let's see. It's so funny because he's from Detroit, so he's basically finally the Lions are in the playoffs. He's like,
third quarter. I'm reporting.
Dan is their coach. Go down. I think there's another one. He's talking to Stafford. It's pretty hilarious. It's just that one right there. It's just funny because he's a Detroit, you know, so, you know, he's from Detroit. So he's a Lions fan, and Lions made it after I don't know how many years. Actually, really good right now. They got a really good team. So it's kind of funny because, you know
what I say.
Here we go. He's talking to Stafford.
You owe me this favor, bro. I was there for you when you won it. I was there for you. I was right there. I rapped for you, Stafford. No, I rapped for you. Can you just let us have this one? This is one.
Oh, shit.
I love Eminem.
Dude, honestly, he's the best.
It's just so
he's
funny.
The fucking best.
It's just so funny because he's, you know, he's talking about, you know, they're there. Dude, they're so good right now, and they're not going to, you know, they're going to, they'll probably beat the Rams. I'd say that they probably beat the Rams tonight. But when they meet us between this game, Rams and Lions right here, whoever wins plays the Niners next week.
I feel it, dude. Honestly,
this is gonna be a good ass game.
Yeah, honestly, I'm ready to get to that game. How about you?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. Look, I'm telling you guys right now, the game's probably gonna be a noon game, so we're gonna have to do this shit early because I have to catch that game.
Yeah,
just letting you guys know now.
Let's go. I can have a running in here too.
On that note,
I'll be like.
How about you take us out, Johnny, on that note?
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the Stool Podcast. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you guys. We had a lot of fun here just talking a lot of music today. We didn't even get to our topics. We didn't get to not one topic today. Actually, I think only one. So that's great. We'll save those ones for next week. And thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you check me out on Johnny Savage on everything, IG, YouTube, Twitter, whatever. Everything, you just check it out right there. Johnny Savage, JonnySavag. Mick, let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, you guys can find me at Mick Stradamus.
Good A. That's a good producer move right there. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not useless, all right?
Stop trying to do the professional segues on me. I don't appreciate it.
All right, so Mick Stradamus, at Mick Stradamus, at everything, at Mick Stradamus .official. On TikTok, weird user profile issues. Don't care. And new full length album coming out this spring.
Nice.
What about you, Anthony? What's going on?
Not much. I'm doing more stuff with my Nerdworthy page. So follow nerd_worthy. It's a collectibles photography page, and also. Nostalgia like show that I'm doing.
I didn't even know you're doing that.
Yeah, it's like a little side project I'm starting to bolster now, finally. Sick. Get it off the ground. And then also, you know, follow my music, Tensions Music, and my band Dead Widow, Dead Widow CA on Instagram and all that stuff. Yeah, that's about it, man. Enjoy. And,
check out my last thing, sorry. Check out my band DNG Heavy. DNG Heavy on Instagram. We got a new music video coming out. And a new EP coming out. Woo. And so we got a lot of stuff going on. Me and Mick with the Dunce, we got that coming. We got a new video coming out, or music coming out in February for sure. Music video pending right now. But we got a lot of stuff coming out too. The next song's crazy, something we'd never done. So we've really been trying to push it hard.
I heard it. It's tight.
Anthony likes it. So we got that coming out. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to the Stool Podcast. Appreciate you very much. Let's have some fun. Listen to the podcast. Likes. Hit those likes. Hit the subscriptions and all that. Subscribe to our channel. Everything you got to do. I appreciate you guys. Listen, if you like what you heard, please listen. Hit the like. Hit the subscribe. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. And we are out, guys. We're out. Have a good one.